You are listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast. This is the place where content creators come to learn how to create profitable content that positions themselves as an authority and grows their online businesses. Get ready to take your content to a whole new level with your host, Kristen Poborski.
Are you trying to figure out how to make your online course more engaging so that your students complete it all the way to the end and end up as raving fans and referring their friends to you? If so, I've got tips for you today. I've got three tips that are going to help you create more engaging video and content for your online course that will help your students stay all the way to the end, get results, become testimonials, case studies, all of the things that you need to market your course, okay? So there are three parts to this, all right? I'm going to talk to you about how to plan and shoot your videos module by module so that they make sense and they keep them engaged. Then I'm going to share with you what to do while you're filming those videos so that you do not bore your audience, okay? Nobody wants to be bored and then just go, I can't listen to this person, right? And then I'm going to share what you should be doing after you film those videos so that they are even more engaging, they're really professional, and you look like the rock star that we all know you are, all right? And when you stay to the very end, I've got three questions that are going to help you even more. Number one is, where is the best place that I should be shooting my videos? That's question number one. Number two, how many course videos how should I do it all in one sitting? Okay, I got good answers for you on that. All right. And then number three, what should I do before I shoot my first course video? Okay, it's the same thing that I do before I sit down and batch and shoot any video. So I'm going to share that answer with you at the very end. But before we dive into today's content, I just want to give you a quick intro. I am Kristen Poborski, and I am a content creation expert. And I help coaches, business and life coaches and healers dial in their content creation strategy, including course content, so that they can create better content that attracts more clients and leads, help them scale their business with their courses. Okay, so let's dive into today's subject. All right, I've been working with my students creating courses, clients and students, since 2014. So I have seen a lot change in the industry from the old days. And I've seen online learning grow and change. And back in the day in 2014, it was okay just to use a recorded call. That's all you had. I mean, phones, all that stuff. It was expensive to video and create course content. But today it's so less expensive, so easy to do. Anybody can do it, right? But there are a few tricks to getting it so that it's engaging and that your students can really learn from you. So grab a piece of paper today, because I'm going to share it all with you, and you're going to want to learn what I've learned from the past 8 years of creating content, going from zero students to thousands of students in my programs. And you're going to be able to take all these things that I'm going to share with you today and implement them right away, because they're so darn easy. All right. So let's dive into step number one, okay, is how to plan your content, your videos, module, so that they make sense and keep your audience engaged. Okay, so one of the mistakes I've seen is I've had clients just throw up a bunch of videos on there and they weren't sequential, right? They just didn't make sense altogether. They were just like, I just want to get all my content out there and into the course. What really works that is to plan it all out in advance, right? Plan out what you're going to do. And I teach it in, I have a little mini free course where I teach you how to lay out what are the milestones and then what are the steps, okay? So you want everything to be sequential, right? And then you want to include an intro video in there, right? And you want to keep those videos really short. Nobody wants to sit there and listen to you talk for an hour on a video in a training program. It just is like, people will open up and go, oh my God, really? An hour? The other tip is not too many videos. You want to just keep the content in your course short, to the point. Don't add a lot of, you know, everything but the kitchen sink in there, right? Keep it short and to the point. That's why I teach my milestone method, my milestone framework to creating an outline for your courses, all right? Because it just keeps things in order and organized, and you're not just loading a bunch of stuff in there that does not need to be in there. So think step by step, what do they need to achieve to get to the milestone, okay? So that's what you want to do when you're planning your videos, all right? So that's, you know, and again, not too many, keep them short, less 20 minutes is pretty much max for a video where you're teaching somebody one concept, okay? It just doesn't fatigue them. They can sit down and do it all at once. But when it gets to be an hour, it's way too long. We used to do an hour in the end, but in the old days, but now we break them up into shorter, smaller bite-sized chunks, and it's just such a better experience for the students, okay? So they're not overwhelmed, and that's one thing. You just don't want to overwhelm them with too much stuff. Okay, so number two is what to do while you're filming your content so that you don't bore them, right? Okay, so this is what I do when I create any kind of piece of content, and I do the same thing when I'm creating my content for my course, okay? So I have that plan, right? I've got my plan, my milestones, I know when I'm gonna shoot. So I create a short script for each one of those little videos that I'm gonna shoot, right? Just so that I have them, just like I do here for this. I'm not reading it because I know my topic, right? I've done this a zillion times. I know my topic. It's the same thing with you, but it's to give you a little like, okay, I need to cover these points. I've got it in my brain. This is how I'm gonna talk about it. Here's how I have it organized so that you don't just go rambling on and end up nowhere. So you have a little plan, a short script. I do an intro, a little outline, and then I wrap it all up, okay? That is how I do it. And I use it for pretty much everything that I do. So if you do that, when you start by planning it and then scripting it, that will really go a long ways to creating a better course video, okay? So the other thing you want to do is to use an open loop. Well, what's an open loop, you might be saying? It's kind of like when you watch a TV show and you get to the end and they're like, all these things are unsaid. Well, how you do it in a video in your course is you preview what's next. So you kind of wrap up what you're saying, and then at the end, you preview what they're going to do next or say next or learn next. That's leaving an open loop because then they're like curious, want to go on to the next thing. So it's a good idea to use an open loop, okay? So the other thing is I want you to do is I definitely want you to get in front of the video yourself when you're creating your videos. Now, there's times where it makes sense to screen share, but if you're screen sharing, make sure that you got your image up there so they can see you talking to them in the video. There might be a few cases where, gosh, I do it myself. I'm in my pajamas. I got this great idea. I gotta get it out. I'm screen sharing. That's fine. There's a few cases where I'm not on video, but they really want to see and interact with you. So even if you're doing a screen share or you're doing a presentation, I feel like your audience, your students, will connect a lot better with you if they see you up there in the corner talking to them, okay? So definitely get yourself in front of camera. So those are the points that you need to follow when you're filming your videos. Use a script, plan it, use a script, get in front of the camera, use open loops. So remember all of those for next time you go and create a video for your next course, okay? So what to do, this last part is what do you do after you film your videos to make them even better? Okay, so what I want you to think about is I want you to edit your videos, okay? Just go in there, cut off the beginning and the end because there's usually some dead space. I have to do that with any video that I do because I'm filming myself. I got my hand up there, turning it on, turning it off. There might be some dead space at the end. You want to crop that stuff out, okay? But other than that, you don't need to have a ton of image graphics and things like that, especially if you're starting out. Don't do that. They're going to be short enough. And you just don't need to have a ton of fancy stuff in there. If you want to put a little music in the background, that's okay as long as you keep it super quiet, okay? So now you know exactly what goes into creating more engaging videos for your course. Number one is you know now how to plan your videos module by module so they make sense and you're not just throwing everything in there but the kitchen sink. You also know now what to do during your videos so that you're more engaging. And then the simple steps, number three, what to do after you shoot your videos, okay? So I got a question. Are you thinking about creating a course? Because if so, I have a quiz that's going to help you to know if you're ready to create a course, right? So it's a quick 2-minute quiz. And at the end, I have a free training. So when you take the quiz and you finish it, you're going to get access to my free training where I teach you how to create your course outline in 60 minutes. And honestly, it probably is going to take you 30 minutes at the most. So you'll have your course outline all done. Go take the course, then you're going to get access to the quick little freebie training at the very end. Okay. And the notes are right down in the show note, in the notes right below. So the link is right there. All right. Okay. So let's dive into the first question that I get. Okay. This people want to know, and I don't know if you do, but people want to know, where should I shoot my videos? Well, there's a couple tips here, okay? I usually shoot my videos in my office, right? But I shoot them in front of a window with natural light. Goes a long way. You can have a ring light. I have a ring light over here that I use, and you can kind of see it. I gotta get it unhooked here. So you can see I have a ring light. I use that sometimes and I put my video on here, but right now I just have a tripod. I'm standing in front of it. I'm in my office. I make sure though, my office is clean. I don't have a messy backdrop. I got a dog down below, but you can't see him right now. You might be able to see him. But yeah, I just usually shoot in my office where I usually am. I mean, because it's a good looking office. So if you've got an office, you could shoot them in your kitchen. You could shoot them wherever you want. Just make sure it looks professional and there's not a lot of background noise and you got some natural light. If you don't, then get a ring light. I've got down in the notes the link to my, I've got little guidebook that you can download and get everything you need to create, use to shoot your videos. It's like the whole price was like $60. Trust me, it was like a lot cheaper than when I was buying stuff 5 years ago. Everything was like hundreds of dollars. And now you can get an entire setup for super cheap, less than $50, $60. So I've got that down there for you. Okay. So again, you want to make sure you got good light, good sound, lavalier, that you definitely need that. Those are just things that you should include when you're doing your videos. But you don't need a lot of fancy tech, expensive equipment. I use an iPhone. That's all I use. All right. So question number two, how many videos should I record in one sitting. Okay, so what I normally do is I block out 2 hours and I can get about 6 videos all done. And that's, I script them, I batch script them, everything in advance. So, and that's just for my own core content and also when I'm doing course creation. But what I want you to do is when you're creating your content, do it module by module, right? If it takes you less than 2 hours to do a module, that's great. Or if it takes you more, split it up into a couple sittings. And maybe to get started, you can do 2 to 4, whatever. See how long it takes you. And then you're going to get a good idea of how long it's going to take you to create those videos for your courses, right? So I definitely say, try to do it in a batch all at once and try to do it module by module because then you're just really engrossed with the subject and it's just easier for the flow and everything. And even when you're batching your script content, try to do it module by module and don't jump around. It'll force you to finish the module, get it all done, and then go on to the next one. And that is really the best way to get your course created. Okay. Then question number three, how should I prepare in advance before I shoot my videos? Okay, so here's what I do. One of the most important things is to get comfortable in front of the camera. So I usually do a quick little test video just to make sure that everything is working. And it gets me loosened up, right? So then I know that my sound is working, my light looks good, I look good, yada, yada, yada. So I usually do that. I also take photos. I took, 20 photos before I started this video so that I would just have them for my library that I can use in my course, outside of my course. When you're all done up and it takes maybe 2 to 3 minutes to take a bunch of photos, I just do that because it's just great to have, okay? Then I always plan before what I'm gonna wear, right? And I'm shooting a bunch of videos today, so I've got more outfits. They're over there, you can't see them. But I just change my outfits in between. I wear the same pants, but I change my outfits and I'm good to go for the whole entire, for how many videos that I wanna shoot. Now, if you wanna just shoot them all in the same outfit, it doesn't really matter. Nobody's going to be analyzing what you're wearing, okay? But definitely I do that. So the other thing to remember is as you keep shooting the videos, and I'm just noticing this myself, is I get more comfortable and more comfortable. You're going to find that as well for yourself as you create more content. You're going to get more and more comfortable. All right, so that's my tip on how to plan and do your video shoots for your courses, okay? And if you are considering a course, you're gonna wanna take my 2-minute quiz, how to know if I'm ready for a course, okay? It only takes 2 minutes to do it. It's gonna give you some great answers, yes or no, are you ready? And at the end, I've got some free training for you. I'm going to walk you through how to create your course outline step by step using my milestone framework, and it's going to get everything out of your head and onto paper so that you can actually start creating your course and getting ready to sell. Okay, so that's down in the notes, and you can just grab it down there and go take the quiz.
You've been listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, where content creators go to learn how to take their content creation to the next level. If you love the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time.